good to be here. I appreciate the good singing. It's an honor to be here. I appreciate each and every one of you, and some I hadn't seen in a while. It's good to see you. I appreciate you. I appreciate those from the church that come, and I appreciate this church. I've been here a few times. I appreciate you, Pastor, and his family. He's a blessing and to me, and it's just good to be saved. I'm glad to know that I've had a day when I got saved. Some might say, you putting all of it in that event. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm putting it all in that event, Brother Eddie, because it's not like some events that's happened in my life. Brother Darrell, they didn't really mean a whole lot over the, you know, buy a new truck or something. It wears off pretty quick, and different things that might be special to you for a little bit, but it seemed like they die out. But the event that happened to me, I don't remember what I said, Brother David. I don't know exactly what I poured out to God, but I know I said the thing he wanted to hear, because that event changed my life. If you've never had an event that changed your life for the better, that changed your heart, it changed the way you wanted to act and walk and talk and treat folks, and give you a hope. Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I'd be of all men most miserable. This is just a place of getting ready. It's just a place that we're supposed to invite others to come go with us. Kind of like Moses, I believe it was, told his father-in-law, didn't he? He said, just come on and go with us. It'll do you good. And if you're here and never been saved, I want you to be saved. I know your pastor wants you to be saved, and I believe every Christian here wants you to be saved. I desire your prayers. I'm about as nervous as I've ever been. I don't know why, you know, but I just need the Lord. I heard a lot of people say it, and it's so true. I don't still can't. I mean, I could get up here and read something, but if God don't help me, that's all I can do. And if he don't come on the scene, I'll read something and sit down, because I can't do it, Brother Eddie. That's just impossible. Yeah, I don't know how you other preachers, I either sometimes can't get a thought on my heart, or I got 12 different ones. Y'all know what I mean? So I feel like this is the one that God had me to read from, and where a starting place, and I just desire your prayers. And I'm looking forward to this week. I'm nervous, and I know it'll get, you know, most of us work. Some of us are tired, but I'm just looking forward. I want to see somebody say, I'll be honest with you, Brother Jeff. I've been up at the middle of the night on my porch praying for a certain person here that your face has done popped up to me a couple of times in the wee hours of the morning. And I've got up, and not saying that to me or anything, but nothing to me, but I believe I was supposed to pray for you, and I have. And I just ask you, when you feel like you need to come pray, you do that. Because I don't believe God done that just to be waking me up. Amen. I'm glad to be here. Well, I'm glad I'm saved. I desire that you pray for us. I'm thankful that God's God, and I'm so thankful that God don't change, ain't you? There's so many changes and different things, but I want to just come the best I know how. In the book of Numbers, I ain't got nothing new, no new scripture, no new message, but I just pray God would help us tonight. But in the book of Numbers, I want to start in chapter 20. In the book of Numbers, I want to start reading it about verse 7. I desire you again. I truly desire you pray. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Here now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And I that's all I feel like I'm going to read. I just ask you to pray for us. I know it's kind of different, a different thought maybe, but it's what the Lord gave me. And I was thinking about this, how the people was, they was thirsty. Boy, ain't this a dry and a thirsty land, this old world. There's nothing I've found, Brother Darrell. And you know, I'll be honest, I looked for things to satisfy that thirst. I tried to satisfy that thirst. I wish, only thing I don't regret about salvation, I wish I'd have got it just as young as I could. Hey. But I looked. I thought there was better ways. I thought there's different ways. I thought there'd be something else that'd fill that void. But there ain't nothing that'll fill that void that God has got a place in each soul. He wants to take up his abode. And you won't find nothing to fill that. But I thought about it as Moses trying to do the best he could. You pray for us. And he's leading them out. And they getting close to the end of their wilderness journeys. And if you'll know, they're still doing the same murmuring they was 38 years before that. Just a different crowd, but the same grumbling. But what I thought about, what the Lord showed me, Brother Jeff, is that he told him to smite that. Well, let me just go back. About 38 years before that, they come out of Egypt. And they went out in there and they was thirsty. And they just would not trust God. Ain't that the problem with the world today? I mean, it's not, you ain't got to have no bunch of money. You ain't got to have no great miracle. The miracle's done happen, Brother Darrell. The miracle that made salvation free to me and you happened some 2,000 years ago. But they come out of Edom and they're like murmuring. And God had done give them water one time over there to where they tasted. They said the waters was bitter. And he said, showed Moses, he said, take that tree and throw it in there. And that's another good thought, but that ain't the way we're going tonight. And then they got hungry. And God give them quail and give them meat. And I mean, give them manna. He give them everything they needed. And then they still, a few little bit further, they started murmuring again. Why did we come out here? We're thirsty. We need water. They just needed more of God's what they needed. All they needed, more than anything else, same thing we still need today, is to trust God with all our heart. Amen. And it makes everything else better, don't it? I'm going to tell you, Brother Jeff, he told Moses, he said, go over there. He said, and I want you to smite that rock. I want you to smite it. Amen. And it's going to bring forth water, and there'll be enough for everybody. Nobody had to go thirsty, Brother David. It gave that one rock. Yeah. Thank God. He didn't have to go smite a bunch of different rocks. One rock was enough for everybody. Amen. Don't you know it says over in Corinthians, our fathers, that rock followed them through the wilderness, and they drank from it. And that rock was who? It was Christ, amen. I thank the Lord. But he smote it, and it brought water, and they drank from it, and it sustained them. But now, I want to get down a little bit here, about 38 years on past that. Amen. It's a little bit different, wasn't it? He didn't say just take the elders. He didn't say just take a select few. He said you get Aaron and you take the whole congregation and you go down there and I want you to speak to this rock. But Moses, you know what we got to do? We have very little to do with getting saved. Amen. Moses said, well, must I? Moses couldn't couldn't do nothing about like us. He thought he was going to fetch them some water, but that's not so. God provided it, even though, ain't you glad God will still give us what we need, even when we're disobedient. Amen. Moses didn't do it like God told him, but he still fed water to everybody. Amen. But I'm getting to a point, I ain't even got to the point I want to get to yet. Amen. I'm afraid I'll be done in about 5 minutes, but that'll be odd. Amen. I want you to know what happened. Moses smote the rock. I'll just have it. He was mad. He got aggravated at the people. Hey, any of y'all pastors ever got aggravated? I'll leave that alone. Amen. I want to tell you something. Most of the time, the preacher is doing the best he can. Amen. So instead of murmuring about it, pray for him. And that was just a freebie. Amen. And I ain't speaking about him. Ain't but two here. But y'all can tell the rest of them for me, Brother Wayne. Amen. But we'll just go on. What he done, Brother Kenneth, he disobedient to God. But God watered him. Anyway, I want to tell you something. That rod that he smote that with, I want to tell you something. That was a rod of judgment, if you'll have it. Amen. Don't it tell us in Isaiah 53 that he was smitten of God? Amen. I want to go back.
Trust him enough and speak to him. he comes back. I don't know when it's going to be. He don't know when it's going to be. This, Jesus don't, but God, the Father only. But when he says, that's it, and he comes back, I don't know how long that's going to take. I wouldn't speculate. But I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of folks, I believe, in the instant, millisecond, whatever it is, going to be.